This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Well, it is Tim Slecker, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education. It is the second Tuesday of the month. That means Johnny's at a school board meeting, but not to worry. Evan in the studios in Madison is there to give me a little helping hand when I need it occasionally. You know, and everybody needs a little bit of help, Evan, right?
Every now and again,
it's time. But yeah, Busted Pencils, we are fully leaded. We are educated educators who love to talk education. And, you know, tonight's guest, though, for people that read the promos on Twitter and Facebook and saw that, I'm my own guest tonight, Evan. I invited myself to the show tonight. I mean, you can just do that.
It's your show.
One of the things when you invite yourself is that it would be a tough thing to turn down yourself. So I graciously agreed after I asked myself to be on the show. I'm like, sure, I will definitely do it tonight, Tim. So here I am, the guest, the host, and Evan there in Madison. We are Busted Pencils. We're fully leaded education talk. And tonight, especially if you are out there and you want to jump in, 844-967-2789. The number is 844-967-2789. Because,
967 party.
Oh, for real. There it is. For real. Make sure 967 party. There it is. 967 party. Join us. And I'm going to start off with a challenge for the callers. I dare you to help, or I say, put it this way. Tell me why vouchers are bad for public schools. And I guarantee you that I will totally tear your argument apart, proving that those who defend public schools, who think vouchers are the enemy, are absolutely horrible at making the point of why vouchers are a problem. What is the evidence? I know I could see Evan there looking in the Zoom.
I can hardly hold myself back. Please continue, please.
Well, hey, and if you're at 844-967 part 8, that's 2789. But yeah, give us a call. Defend for me or tell me why vouchers are bad for public schools. And I am almost certain that I will show you how you're wrong. Not because I believe you're wrong, but because I don't really have any sense that we, those of us who support public schools, actually have any really good comebacks to the voucher choice, whatever you want to call freedom scholarships, the way they've been framed. And there's a hint there as to where I'm going. You put it out there. I am pretty sure I have heard your argument and I have a way to knock you down, Evan. Okay.
So you want to take
the first shot.
The mission here being, you know, so you've built a straw man. Okay. We are to attack it. We are to to attack this straw man. We're to tell you why vouchers.
Tell me why vouchers are bad.
This is it's almost like a thought experiment. You know, I'm not used to thinking this way.
Well, I mean, I know that, you know, most listeners to the show and the occasional other person who likes to listen so that they can actually be educated about education, those people who like to do battle. But those who are listening, I am pretty convinced, are absolutely positive that vouchers are horrible. They're absolutely 100%. Nothing will tell them that anything except voucher bad, school choice bad.
Isn't that now, kind of the problem, though? Insofar is, take the word voucher, take what, not what it represents entirely. You just take the fact that the voucher allows someone to go to a certain school. Mm-hmm. That's a hard position to attack, right?
Just on its face, out of context. I understand exactly, but I didn't create this. I'm just here to say, and in fact, as I framed the show, vouchers are winning. And this is why I think it's really important to have, you know, a good conversation about how to position, how to make points that are actually moving to somebody who's listening to you, as opposed to, and take this for what it is, as opposed to winning the argument based on your knowledge of the facts. Because based on your knowledge of the facts, based on my knowledge of the facts, I can argue wholeheartedly the problem with vouchers.
Sure, sure. And I'm sure we'll get there. See,
we will get there. But, yeah. But the problem is that in my new home state of Ohio, we're close to becoming the second state in the union to have universal vouchers. Universal. That means every kid in the state of Ohio will be entitled to a voucher. School choice coming at you full blast. Now you'd say, but why? Why is that passing? And I'm actually asking that question, why? And I have a sense that part of the reason why is because we're not very good. We, those who think public schools are not a choice, but the most fundamental part of our democracy.
I have an ignorant question.
Go ahead, ask it.
Okay, excellent. Was this a legislative decision?
Well, but the legislator,
or
legislature,
was this like a district thing? That's my question.
No.
A matter of law.
I mean, the entire state.
The legislature.
The legislature, okay. Right. You know, because again, back to, and so we understand school policy 101, all school policy that has any teeth is created at the state level. All right. So when we talk about the funding for schools, people always talk about the feds aren't doing their job. Well, they aren't really supposed to, quote, do the job. They're supposed to be there to mediate, to make things, you know, quote, even out. But the full funding thrust has been left to the states, and every state constitution across this country has one of the first three, quote, amendments and or things that they say is important to them is public education. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's a constitutional issue at the local level, at the state issue here across this country. So when Ohio wants to join the ranks of West Virginia, each state in this country has the ability to say, we are going to become a choice state, a voucher state. So therefore, anybody who happens to live in the state of Ohio, if you would like the choice to take a voucher, to go to a school of your choice, to express your freedom.
No, of course. Yeah. So
right
at the end of the day here, we're talking about a set of private institutions versus the public institution known as, you know, public school. So I see vouchers as this multi-pronged issue where, one, the voucher in of itself, it is hard to argue down. Here, your son or child can go to a school that you couldn't previously afford. There's some prestige in that. I mean, I understand why that's why people like the idea of that. The only problem in my mind is that the voucher from its molecular level is based on moving away from public schools. These private institutions exist to...
Oh, but see, you're jumping right in and going,
we gotta jump right
in. This money may not even go to a private school. School choice just gives you, Evan, as a future parent, hopefully one day, gives you the ability to take your money and go where you want. If that means going to a different public school, which actually some schools have open enrollment, Wisconsin being an open enrollment state, other places, but you can have choice. This isn't about, and now here, you know, whether or not I'm telling the truth or not, you're going to have to judge. And if you want to challenge my truth, 844-967-2789. But this isn't nothing to do with funding private schools. This has everything to do with liberating parents and children so they can have the opportunity to go to a school of their choice. Doesn't have to be private. There's nothing about school choice that says the money funds private schools.
But as far as vouchers go, though, that's sort of, because isn't open enrollment sort of conflated with vouchers?
Sure, it gets messy. It gets messy, yeah. but I'm just like, choice is not about funding private schools. It is not. It is about choice. It is about simply saying, Tim and you're my wife and my kids, I don't have to just be content with the local only public school that I happen to live in that area. That's their, that's where they have to go.
But vouchers are predicated on paying a tuition, right? That voucher is a representation of money that doesn't have to be paid.
It can't. Now, can I take that money and use it to go to a private school? Absolutely.
Why would you take it to a public school, though, if your taxes are paying for it?
Well, because I might believe that the public school across town is awesome. And so, therefore, I can take that money in the theoretical aspect of totally free choice. And a public school is now willing to compete to take me as a future parent and or taxpayer. So the money is there. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789. The challenge is out tonight. Come on, come at me. Tell me why vouchers are bad. I guarantee you I will take you down and make understand.
Hey, I'm going to call you out every time you conflate vouchers with open enrollment, because it's not it's just not the same discussion. You know, it's not the same argument.
Hey, when we get back, more Busted Pencils. Challenge me. Busted Pencils, fully leaded, back after the break.